North Coast, Gina Sir here from the Vista campus, where I work with the kindergarten through fifth grades, bringing you today's Daily Dose. We've been looking at hidden gems in the Bible for the past couple months, and in September we did a mini series on worship. So today I'd like to share a twofer, a hidden gem on worship. And by worship I mean praising God through music and song. So if you'd like to follow along, we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, which is about the events that led up to Jesus' death on the cross. And one of those events was the Last Supper. That's a term I learned growing up, but I later learned it's actually the Passover meal, which is something the Jews celebrated every year to remember how God delivered their ancestors from slavery in Egypt some 1,500 years before Jesus' time. So this night, Jesus and his disciples are celebrating the Passover. And it ends in verse 30, which says, "When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." And then Matthew continues to go on and detail the events of his arrest, Jesus' arrest, and Jesus' trial, which ultimately lead to Jesus' crucifixion just a few hours later. So after I read that, I wondered, what song did they sing? Well, since they were celebrating the Passover, they would have sung the Hallel songs, which we know as Psalms 113 through 118, which are songs of praise, because Hallel is a Jewish word for praise. You put that together with a biblical name for God, Yahweh, you get Hallel, Yah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. So now we know where that word came from. But that's not the focus of today's Daily Dose. The focus is this, is that Jesus engaged in worship. And when he did, he sang Bible. I find that incredibly significant for two reasons. First, the Bible doesn't say explicitly that they knew these songs by heart, but it's reasonable to assume they did, because these songs were sung at Passover every year and at other major Jewish holidays. So they were sung frequently. And at the time, there was no way to mass reproduce scripture and song lyrics. So songs and stories were passed on orally by those who taught and committed to memory by those who were being instructed. The second thing is that Jesus was about to fulfill his very purpose for coming to earth. That is, bearing the weight of the world's sin on his shoulders and dying to pay the penalty that was due. So as I read through these songs of praise, these Hallel songs, I imagine that the promises of God contained in them brought Jesus great encouragement and strength and focus as he sang these very words about himself on that night. Psalm 118, verses 22 through 24 say, "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So having said all that, church, I just want to share a couple of very practical ways that worship helps me live for Jesus, because they may help you too. First, worship is a great way for me to hide God's word in my heart, because it's so much easier for me to remember a song than it is to memorize a passage of scripture. So when I'm at church, I participate in worship, and during the week, I listen to worship songs, whether I'm cleaning the house or driving around or working in the yard. So adding a few worship songs to your playlist is a really easy way to add sustenance to your spiritual diet. Second, worship helps me focus on what God is calling me to do. It gives me strength to obey, and it gives me an eternal perspective, much like I think it worked for Jesus. For example, you may find this hard to believe, but sometimes I find myself in a foul mood where I am annoyed by everyone and everything around me, I'm short on patience, and I'm quick with a sarcastic or harsh word. Yet I'm called to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. So that's when I press play on my worship soundtrack in my head, or better yet, if possible, I start singing a worship song out loud, and I give God the permission to give me a much-needed attitude adjustment. And if I am fully surrendered to my flesh at that moment, it works like a charm. So go ahead, give it a try, and you may sing Hallelujah just like Jesus did. Thanks so much for joining me, and have a great day.